Today, big day for you. It's almost like an extension to your birthday weekend.
So good. Back to school.
Back to school. Your 12-year-old daughter, Maisie, is headed into 7th grade?
Yeah.
Nice.
And the thing is, it's just so funny, is that, like, she's been pumped for a few days. Mm-hmm. So, and
is it because she's bored? Like, she just wants to get back to seeing friends and having
something to do? She's so bored. And the one thing that, so she's like, I said to her weeks ago, like, what do you need for school? Because I know they always need new stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we went out and got some things. She said, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Then yesterday, she's just come about lunchtime. She's like, I need to go and get some stuff. Like, what do you need? And she had this whole list of stuff that she needed. I was like, oh. Anyway, so one thing that I actually thought was very weird, though, that one of her teachers, who she's got for math, they've got a list of stuff, and then they've got this calculator that, because they're going to have algebra and stuff like that, and they gave these couple of models that they recommend that you buy.
Sure.
One was $96 and one was $125.
There's probably an app on her phone that costs $2, $1.99.
So I'm like, Maisie, I love you, but not that much to buy that for a calculator.
You think teachers are going to kick down from Texas Instruments?
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Is Maisie friends, because your daughter, obviously, all over Facebook and Instagram, all over social media, I should say. I don't think she's on Facebook.
No, she's not, no.
But does she follow or interact with any of her teachers through social media?
No, she doesn't, know.
I was reading some schools have started a ban where teachers aren't allowed to interact or connect with students on social media, any form. Because they say it could create problems. Now, I could see how in some cases it could be handy. If you had, like somebody said that, if they had a question about their homework or whatever, an assignment, mm-hmm. you can reach out to them without having their personal number, you know. And it's more instant than an email in mm-hmm. respect that you get alerts for it more. Would you be weirded out if she was talking to a teacher?
I don't know how I feel about that, actually. That's kind of a weird. Maybe she's not so much now, but maybe like when she's like 16 and she's getting messages from teachers and stuff. That might weird me out a little bit more then. But
would it weird you out more if it was a male teacher compared to a female teacher?
Yeah, I'd be kind of a little bit wary of that fact, because I was worried like this earlier on this year with coaching the middle school girls soccer, like posting up mm-hmm. pictures and stuff of them and etc. But on the flip side of that, it's probably good for teachers to be friends, as even if they don't interact with them, to be friends on their Instagrams and stuff. Because that's what I do. Any of the soccer girls who want to be friends on my Instagram, I'm like, yep, accept. Because they tag each other in everything.
So you can kind of keep in. Well, that's because it's your daughter. If it's not your kid, do you really want to know?
Well,
because then you have an obligation to report something.
I guess. But you know, a teacher, though, if you saw something shady going on, then at least you could contact the parents.
As a teacher, doesn't your job end? Because here, parents want you to not be involved when they don't want you to be involved. Mm-hmm. When parents don't like when you're talking about their kid in a certain way, they're saying, oh, your kid's being a jerk. Tell them to go home and knock it off. They're like, don't tell me how to raise my child.
Oh, yeah.
But then when something happens, like, where was the teacher? Mind her own damn business. Like, you wanted her to.
You can't
win. My God, no, you can't win.
It just doesn't matter. You just can't win.
My friend requested my second grade teacher, Mr. Martino, who, if you listen to the show, you know I was in love with him at 8 years old. God, he was 23 and just...
Then he accepted you?
And then he instantly defriended me. Because I got the alert. You know how Facebook would say, so-and-so accepted your friend request.
He was like,
Mr. Martino accepted your... It said 5 minutes ago, Mr. Martino accepted your friend request. And I went to click and it said...
Add friend,
yeah. He looked unfriended. Hurt my feelings in second grade. Hurt him again just a few years ago.
Poor you.